and that I wouldn't take a lot far because my husband was there. And you've read of treetops.
Yes, ma'am. I saw the picture you had.
Well, okay. I had my 72nd birthday there. And my husband, seventh, was here. So I said he was 5 years old. Now,
yes,
now I'll keep that
all right.
With mine. Well, you can come in this evening then. $1 million home.
Yes, I
when
remember.
I was there.
Yes, ma'am.
And so that's enough said.
I guess so. Did somebody send you this? Or
no,
you?
Nurses gave it to me when I was over there.
I see.
Yes.
Well, that's real interesting.
And it told you how it changed the air.
Yes, ma'am.
Didn't it, in there?
Kept it free of infection.
Yes. And how much they've got it cut out. And if they have it, I don't see why we Americans couldn't have it.
No, I don't either.
I think we Americans ought to have whatever they... Anybody else has this good?
Yes, ma'am.
Which has?
Were you a little bit scared the first time you went in?
No, no. I had hurt for 3 years. You saw the picture that was heavy.
Yes, ma'am.
And no, I give a thing. I don't know when I'll get through these boxes. Because I'm not supposed to get this piece of furniture that goes there until the middle of August.
Yes, ma'am.
And the middle of August, then I might begin to kind of get things kind of cleared out. But it worries me because I don't know where those prostheses are. Because the two, like they put in, you saw those smaller ones, the last morning I was there, the last time, why, it was our golden anniversary year. And Mr. Charlie and two of the nurses came in with a golden ribbon. I still got that on the prosthesis.
Oh, I see.
And they laid the prosthesis, and also I told you that the hip sockets was made out of polyethylene. I told you that. And they laid the hips, the prosthesis, and also one of the hip sockets at the foot of my bed. And there was the golden ribbon. I knew what they was going to do nearly before they said anything. And they said that was our golden anniversary gift because that was our, it was a little ahead. I left there the 25th of August and our golden anniversary was the 30th of September. But they gave it to me anyway. No, being scared. No, I wasn't. Because I had hurt so for 3 years after my surgery was done here, not one step had I made that hadn't been pain. Now, it was pain with that big heavy prosthesis in it. I don't see hardly how I went like I did.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I just hurt till, you know, the drowning man grabs at the straw. And no, I wasn't afraid. I had my husband with me. And so he's all I had to live for anyway. And so, no, I only had one, ever had one, but one tense moment. And that was when they announced my surgery so quick after I arrived there. I went into the hospital on Tuesday afternoon, and I hadn't been there but just a short time, a few minutes, until, of course, they knew I was coming because the doctors here had made arrangements over there for me, of course, all of that, and I had corresponded back and forth, getting everything adjusted, you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
And with this only tense moment was when a nurse from the back